we've been talking about hitherto, and we've been liking it really to a spiritual journey, looking back as to what God has done in the past. And it's good to look back, to remember those things that the Lord has done. Hitherto has the Lord helped us, is the theme. I know in another sense, it says forgetting the things that are behind. But that, to me, is bad things. But it's good to remember what the Lord has done. And we've kind of likened it also to climbing a mountain. And we can look back to see all that's happened up to this point. Hitherto has the Lord helped us. But then we get to what we're calling the base camp, where we've arrived at certain points, and now the question is, where do we go from here? A base camp, I don't know much about mountaineering, obviously, but a base camp is usually on a plateau. There's a bit of effort and you get to that point, and it's nice and flat and nice and even, and all the supplies are there for you to take the next step. And that's really like the Christian life. You've made these steps that Pete has referred to: conversion, baptism, consciousness of the Holy Spirit, remembering the Lord, all these milestones. And as we look at the scripture and read the story of the children of Israel and the disciples, there's various milestones along the way. And that's part of what we wanted to think about today, is the different milestones. But then we've arrived at this plateau. And where do we go from here? Do we just drift? Do we just coast along? Or are we looking forward? The thing about the base camp is that all the supplies are there for the next stage. And you know, in the Christian life, if you're a believer, you've got all the supplies that you need. God is so good, and he gives us everything. He's given us the Holy Spirit, as we've been hearing already. He's given us the Holy Scriptures, his word, which is food, isn't it? He's given us one another to fellowship with and to learn from. We are blessed with every spiritual blessing. So here we are. We've made these steps along the Christian pathway. Each of us probably at different stages, but we've come to the same point. So we've arrived at the plateau. What do we do? Perhaps we should take a spiritual health check, see how we're doing. How can we stay bright? You might say, I've got as far as I can go. I've arrived at the plateau. I've ticked off all these boxes along the spiritual journey. I can just sit back now and put my feet up. Is that what the scripture says? We should be ready to look forward. So the question is, as I just referred to, are we just coasting along, or eager to progress? And that is a real challenge to me, and I'm sure, if you're honest, to everyone here. How easy it is to, yes, we've been saved, and I can just say for your assurance too, that once you are saved, you can never be lost. And there are some dear believers that think you can be saved today and lost tomorrow. That's a detriment to the work of my Saviour. His work was sufficient for time and eternity. I might be lost to enjoyment down here, but my soul will never be lost because of the utter efficacy of Jesus' finished work. But I may be just coasting along. So what do we do? We need a spiritual health check. And these are just a few suggestions. We eat, we can read the scriptures, we can look into it, ask ourselves, but you know, you go to the, I went to the doctor's office the other day and you know, it just goes through the, yes, that's okay, yes, that's okay. Maybe it's time now, while we're on the plateau, before we take the next march forward, as it were, just to check. They're simple questions, and I'm sure you can add to them as the day goes on. Do I love the Lord more than last year? That's an interesting one, isn't it? Do I love reading the Bible more than last year? Do I love God's people more than last year? You know, as you get on a bit in the Christian pathway, God's people become more precious to you. I remember when I was a young lad that didn't really think much of the brethren, Christians, a bit boring. That changes as you realise that we have the same Lord and we're going through the same pathway together. So that's just a thing. Maybe you could just check yourself today where you are on the plateau. And then we need to keep going. Now, again, these are just a few practical tips or hints as to help us to keep bright and lively. Don't neglect reading God's word every day and think about it. And I think that's important because how often it's easy to get into a routine. We just read the scripture for today. Maybe you have a Bible plan or whatever. And then you say, right, that's done. That's another tick, another milestone. To think about what you've read. Digest it. Go over it. Meditate. A lot in the scriptures about meditating. Attend the meetings, church, wherever you, whenever you can. And don't just be a spectator. You know, they're there for your help. And we learn together, don't we? It's very important to, and what does the scripture say? Neglect not the assembling of yourselves together. If you don't do that, then you'll get discouraged. Mark my words. Listen or read good Christian ministry. You know, you are what you eat, so they say. What do we feed on? I've been there myself, you know. The latest novels. What's on YouTube, whatever. Keep in touch with the Lord by feeding on what is good and helpful. It will help you in your spiritual journey so that you're ready to go forward. Part of the supplies that I was just saying that are available on the base camp. And this is just a tip from what I've learned. If you feel yourself flagging, ask an older Christian about it. They all have had the same challenges. This journey from hitherto to henceforth, every believer has been on the same journey. And we can learn from those that have been on the pathway just a little bit longer than we have. So, are we ready for the next step? Next step will be after lunch when Andrew will tell us, henceforth, I'm now fired up, I'm ready to go. Henceforth, in other words, from now on. That's what, I know these are old words used in the Derby or the KJV, but hitherto means up till now. Henceforth, from now on. I'm not going to just be stuck on the plateau. I've arrived. I'm a Christian. It's all right. Or am I ready to go forward? Looking back to what God has done and his faithfulness, remembering those milestones, remembering all the things that I've been through with the Lord, but then am I just coasting? Am I just complacent? Or am I ready for the march to the top? Having done all this, we look to the future. The Bible, I think this is, I'll end on this point. The Bible talks about the rest of our time. And you may feel that you've messed up in the past. You may feel that you've wasted a lot of time. I have to say, I've wasted a lot of time. But it speaks of the rest of our time. So we're all in the now. We can't turn the clock back. We're not in the future. We can't get in the TARDIS and move. But we're here now. And we have the rest of our time. And Andrew will tell you what you can look forward to in the rest of our time. Looking forward towards the goal. Maybe I've nicked Andrew's, have I? No? Well, that's a good segue into the next session. So that is our thinking behind the whole day, really. We look back to what God has done, all these milestones, which should be, we should remember. And then don't coast. We need to go on and go forward. God has given us everything we need. What supplies we have in Christ. May we look forward to the next session with Andrew.